Welcome back to In the Bed on Chicago here on WLS 890 AM. I am Mike Palm, your host. You can find me on X at Mike Palm Circa. That's C-I-R-C-A. That's the casino and part of the Casino Corporation, where I'm an officer, vice president of operations, overseeing the gaming departments, including the sports book. Also serve as a host on the Visa Network and frequent guests on many of the show's weekly spots. As I mentioned earlier, the NBA playoffs are beginning this weekend. As the time I'm recording this, on Good Friday morning back here in Las Vegas, we still have the final two play-in games that are taking place tonight to determine who are going to be the 8 seeds in each of the conferences, and we'll be taking on the 1 seed. So the Heat, who has the 10 seed, went into Chicago and defeated the Bulls as an underdog, 1.5-point underdog, now travel to Atlanta. Atlanta, who was the 8, lost at Orlando, who was the 7. So Orlando got the 7. They'll be taking on the Celtics. What a pleasure. What a reward for winning that game. And now the Heat will go to the Hawks. This is an interesting line. Now, this game's already been played, but Heat, I saw, opened a 2-point favorite. As we speak now, it's shifted to Atlanta, lane 1.5. The winner of that game will take on the Cleveland Cavaliers in the East. And then the Dallas Mavericks, who are a 6.5-point dog at Sacramento, won that game on the road. Golden State beat the Memphis Grizzlies, so Golden State got the 7th seed. They will take on the Rockets in the first round, and the Mavericks have to travel to Memphis. The winner of this game gets the 1 seed, Oklahoma City Thunder. Similar line to what the Mavericks were at Sacramento, a 6.5-point underdog. So won't be able to discuss those two series, the two series with the 1 seeds, because we don't know who their opponent is. But we do know the other 6 opening round series. And as we discussed with JVT, I think there are some betting opportunities here. Now, I am not an everyday NBA bettor. I have made a few bets during the course of the year. I have to tell you, I have been successful riding the Clippers 3 or 4 times this year. And I did bet this opening number of the 5 versus 4 matchup in the West. That's the Clippers are the 5. Big win at Golden State on the final day of the regular season to guarantee the 5. The West was crazy with all the different scenarios on the final day last Sunday. And they'll take on the Denver Nuggets, 2 years removed from an NBA championship. Now, the series opened, Denver minus 135, the Clippers plus 120. I grabbed plus 120. The money has now come in on the Clippers. And the Clippers at circa are $1.25 favorite in the series. The Nuggets plus 105. Now, so at this point, I could lock in a profit. And this is a small bet. $300 at plus 125, but I could lock in a profit now by betting the Nuggets. I do like the Clippers in this series. I actually think they are the 2nd best team in the West to Oklahoma City. You've got a healthy team. Now, the winner of this series most likely will play Oklahoma City because the 4-5 will match up with the 1-8. So you'll know it often. I did not take any futures because my theory on betting futures is if you're going to bet a future, you have to get it to a certain point where you can monetize the ticket, meaning you can play the other side or you can play some other futures to lock in a profit. Well, being in the 4-5 side and having to play the 1 right away in Oklahoma City, I don't think there's enough run in the playoffs to get any value out of that ticket. Clippers right now 30-1 to win the NBA title at circa 10-1 to win the West. So no future bet there. The other series I bet is also in the West, and I bet the opening number, and there was some value at some point, but it's come back to the opening number. I bet the Timberwolves. I think they're going to give the Lakers a lot of issues with size in this series, and that's the 6-3 matchup. The Timberwolves, I got plus 195 on the Timberwolves in this series. I saw the Lakers all the way down to minus 160 at one point, and now right back up to 210. So the money's come back in on the Lakers. So it's only a 15 cent difference from where the original price was that I bet it. So there's no arbitrage here for me. I'm going to let this play out. I think it's interesting because I do believe that if the T-Wolves beat the Lakers in this series, I like their matchup with either the Rockets or the Warriors. And as we spoke with JVT, there's a 7-2 matchup. The 7-2 in the East, the Celtics are 60-1 favorite. You get 20-1 back on the Magic. The 7-2 in the West, the Warriors, the 7th seed, are favored at -$1.80. And the Rockets +155. No real respect for the Rockets in the market at all, even though they earned the 2 seed in the West. So we've got those two matchups, first round series bets in our pocket, and we'll see how that plays out and talk to you more next week as those series will be in full swing. This is Bet on Chicago, WLS 890 AM.